The State Government Finance, Elections, and Transportation Conference Committee to order. Today is Sunday, May 22nd. Per our House rules and Senate rules, this is meetings being held in hybrid form. We will have some people online and people here in person. I can't even talk this morning. Anyway, Mr. Brinks, will you please take the roll?
Thank you. Chair Nelson.
Aye.
Nelson here. Is present. Chair Hornstein.
Present.
Hornstein is present. Present. Chair Murphy. Chair Murphy.
You may have to unmute her.
Representative Cagle.
Present.
Cagle is present. Representative Nash.
Nash present.
Nash is present. Chair Kiffmeyer.
Present.
Kiffmeyer is present. Chair Newman.
Present.
Newman is present. Senator Howe.
Present.
Howe is present. Senator Jasinski.
Jasinski is present.
Jasinski is present. Senator Dibble.
Here.
Senator Dibble is present. Chair Murphy.
Murphy here.
Murphy is present. Chair, with that, we have a quorum.
We have quorum is present. And members and public, we have a few things here. We're going to hopefully try and wrap up at least the state government finance side of this bill. This confuses me.
Yes.
I got one here. Senator Kiffmeyer, we have some amendments we're going to do, and do you have an order in which you want to do them?
I think I will do.
I will do the first amendment will be the A1. It is the SJJ026A1. This one is actually amending, and I want to confirm, Ms. James, or staff, we already adopted SJJ026. This has to do with the Legislative Commission on Cybersecurity. So that's already adopted. We're confirming that. Then I'm moving the A1 amendment, SJJ0026A1.
And members and public, this is inserting a couple pieces into the amendment, or the piece that we already adopted, having to do with the cybersecurity. It allows them, if they're in a meeting and something comes up that they need to talk about in closed session, allows them to do that without, because they've already noticed the meeting, but they wouldn't have to do the notice for a closed meeting. Members, any questions? Representative Kaler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Was this sent over last night, the amendment?
Yes, it was part of what we had last night, yes.
Okay. And you said that 0026A1?
Yes.
Okay.
It's four lines. Any further questions? If not, all in favor of adopting the SJJ0026A1 amendment? Please say aye.
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 Opposed? That's adopted.
And then, Mr. Chair, I would do the next amendment is the SCH 4293, the A101 amendment. This has to do with, so I'll move that. This has to do with IIJA. Matching grants. This is a pool of money, $30 million, that is appropriated from the general fund to the Commissioner of Management and Budget to provide state matching funds. There may be applications, competitive grant programs. This authorizes that and has subsequent language as well. And this has been posted, I think, all the way through.
Mm-hmm. It's my understanding this has been posted previously, and I believe it was posted also today. This is part of the global budget agreement. This is a pot of money that's being set aside to match funds while we're in the interim. So any questions on the amendment? Representative Newman, or Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment, am I correct that it is effective or affects all state agencies?
Maybe Ms. James can answer it, but I believe that's correct. It's money that can't be included in any of our budget targets. This is what
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. This program does apply to all agencies, but not to all IIJA money. This is specifically to money that isn't going out according to formulas, but are in fact competitive grants. This would be a pool of money that would provide any matching funds that agencies would apply for and win in a competitive process.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That is my question.
Thank you, Senator Newman. Any other questions? Seeing no hands and seeing no hands online. Senator Kiffmeyer renews her motion that the A101 amendment be adopted. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is adopted. Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll next move. I don't have an individual amendment, but it's in the side-by-side language, and it is the on page R3-A2, and it is section 2, house language, having to do with defining collateral. And I did talk to the State Board of Investments, talk to others as well, and that this would be good language for them to have, more secure, especially the letters of would be especially good. So that is the collateral. And Ms. James or Mr. Erickson, if you want to add anything to that.
Madam Chair, no, this is a house provision. Makes the state's deposits secure. It's about the security of the state's deposits.
And Mr. Gehring, is there anything else to add?
I don't have anything else to add.
Thank you, Mr. Gehring. Any further questions from the members? I thought you might, Senator Newman, I thought we pulled the mic down, you were going to ask a question, but no, that's okay. If not, all in favor of the A111 amendment?
Collaterals. Page R3. Section 2, R3-A2, Section 2, and then it's titled Collateral, and it goes down that section of the page and actually goes into the next page. So it would be R3-A2, starting with page 13.23, and it goes through to the next page, R4, down to 15.7.
So we all know where. Now that I know what we're voting on, we all in favor of the motion to. Representative Cagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Kiffmeyer, did you want to include 15.8, the effective date too, in that section?
It's an effective date immediately after session.
Oh yes, of course. Okay. Down to 15.8.
Down to 15.8. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I just missed that. And the just to mention that, especially in the conversation that I had with them, it was, I'm trying to find it here where it is. Oh, the letters of credit. What's so good about the letters of credit, it's immediate. And so if something happens, it's like cash. And so it's a very positive thing for the state of Minnesota to secure when you're using collateral and you get from a bank or you get from an entity a letter of credit. It is similar to cash. So this was something that was very important to them and more secure for them. And yes, to include the effective date on line 18.8. That's my motion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So now, any further questions? If not, all in favor of the motion to include the section 2 of the House language on page R3-A2 to R4-A2. Say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The motion's approved. The section's included in the bill.
There's one more, Mr. Chair, that I have, and it's on R30. R30-A2. We had some proposed language from the House and the changes. There was a language request to strike on line 48.11 to 48.12, the last sentence, starting with use of and ending with negotiation on line 48.12, striking that sentence, and then inserting the sentence that...
Do we want to do this? Yeah, the A111 amendment there.
Yes, except for, it's a combination of these two.
Yeah.
Okay, well then let's just do the one amendment first.
Yep.
And then we can do that.
Ask her to call.
Okay, so, Ms. James.
Madam Chair, the amendment that you want to make has been emailed to everyone. It is the A113.
A113?
We have paper copies coming, but they're not here yet.
Okay. The A113 is a combination of the A111 and a A81. It's combining those two. We wouldn't necessarily have to do that, right, Ms. James? We can just adopt both of these and that would have the same impact?
Well, Madam Chair, because they're editing the same page and line, it would be better if you used the A113, which everyone has in their emails.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's been posted, and also, is it printed?
Madam Chair, the paper copies are coming, but they're not here yet, as far as I know. They haven't come to me.
Let's just go ahead and explain it. It's posted, and explain what it would do. So on R30, this is section 18, and so the language would stay the same until line 48.9, stay the same until through 48.9, and then on 48.10, strike the word consider and insert use. And then down on line 48.11, starting with the word use, and on 48.12, ending with the word negotiation, strike that sentence. And then the replacement sentence for that would read, instead of use of, ending with negotiation, instead it would read, it is the legislature's intent that the information in the study be used to compare salaries between the identified police departments and the state patrol and to make appropriate increases to patrol troopers' salaries. So it'd be a combination of that language, and that amendment is coming, and it is also 113. So that's the effect of it. It's been posted. We just don't have paper copies. But if you take a look at the A81 and the A11, that is the language, but council would prefer us to use the A113 as an official motion. And I do move that, Mr. Chair.
So the motion's been made to adopt the SCH 4293A 113 amendment. It's in our email boxes, members. But as was described by Senator Kiffmeyer, the combination of the A111 amendment and the A81 amendment that have been previously posted. Questions, members?
Mr.
Agreed to, by the way.
Question. Is that Representative Nash?
This is Senator Howe.
Senator Howe.
Trying to get there. Is that language just for troopers, or does it include all of MLEA?
I can do that. So, Senator Howe, on page R30, your language, all of it is the same, and so the definition of compensation to law enforcement officers describes, for the purpose of this subdivision, the term law enforcement officers means Minnesota State Patrol troopers, Bureau of Criminal Apprehension agents, special agents in the Gambling Enforcement Division of the Department of Public Safety, conservation officers, Department of Corrections Fugitive Specialists, and Department of Commerce Insurance Fraud Specialists. So that's what this applies to. Then the language below is as I have stated. I think the question you have is the language on the A81 that says it is the legislature's intent that the information in this study be used to compare salaries between the identified police departments and the state patrol to make appropriate increases to patrol trooper salaries. Remember, that is that chart.
Compensation from the compensation study.
From the compensation study.
And Ms. James, can you confirm that it's not just the troopers, that it applies to the whole part that was part of the original language?
Mr. Chair and members, what Senator Howe is concerned about is the new language on line 1.7 of the A113 that says the state patrol. And he would like, I believe, to move the words the state patrol on line 1.7 be deleted and insert instead law enforcement officers.
So do you want to repeat that again, that what he wants to? He wants to remove state patrol and...
Yeah. Mr. Chair, on line 1.7, delete the state patrol and insert law enforcement officers. Mm-hmm. And then also on delete patrol trooper at the near the end of line 1.7.
I think it actually should say state law enforcement officers, so it doesn't include all law enforcement.
Well, we have law enforcement officers as a defined term.
Okay.
Okay. And then at the end of line 1.7, delete patrol troopers and insert law enforcement officers.
Okay. We now have the A113 in front of us. Committee members, so
and Madam Chair, yes, I are. So that Senator Howe, is that your amendment then?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
So, and just so I understand it, on line 1.7, where it says state patrol, delete state patrol, insert law enforcement officers, and on line, and then later on where it says patrol trooper, again, put in law enforcement officers.
That would be my amendment.
Your amendment to the amendment, okay. Representative Cagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe staff can explain to me. But so would those changes, because the what we're trying to do is make sure that our state troopers are compensated fairly, correct?
Correct.
Well, all law enforcement officers.
All
state law enforcement officers, correct.
So that was the clarification I wanted. So this would make it so that it applies more widely than just state troopers.
That's right.
And that study that the compensation studies that we did before, were those across the state as well then? Okay, so this just kind of aligns it all. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Cagle. Any further questions?
Mr. Chair, I would incorporate the language of law enforcement instead of state patrol in both those places and consider that a part of my amendment.
Senator Kiffmeyer incorporates the language into her amendment
and replace
the state patrol, the patrol troopers, with law enforcement officers.
Okay. You're here.
And Ms. James, you've got that all down, and Mr. Gehring, you've got that all down?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I've got it.
Okay. Any further questions, members? If not, all in favor of the A113 amendment as modified, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The motion's adopted.
I work to my right side,
yeah.
So I just go that way.
And Madam Chair, this is the spreadsheet we're going to adopt that was from 10:55 last night.
It's been posted, I guess, under the A112. Is that right, Mr. Erickson?
Mr. Erickson, how's that been posted?
Mr. Chair, I do believe that it's been made available on both committee websites.
And the number is A112.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Mr. Chair. The A112 reflects the enabling language for the spreadsheet as it was posted last night. There's one piece of statutory language that the committee will want to know that enables the cybersecurity grant program that comes from the House side.
Thank you, Mr. Erickson. Senator Kiffmeyer, you move, but your motion is to adopt the
A112 spreadsheet,
which on the bottom is dated 5/21/22, 10:55 p.m.
That's correct.
And that's questions, member.
You need a copy?
I don't have it.
You don't have it? No. Is this, Mr. Erickson, is this posted on the Senate website?
Mr. Bjorn, is...
We didn't have it. She just got it. It wasn't posted on the House website.
Mr. Chair, it has been posted on the Senate site. And emailed to all members.
So members, if you want to just briefly look at this, I believe it. And Ms. Roberts, do you have the spreadsheet, the A112?
Mr. Chair, yes, I do.
I barely heard you. Did you say you do?
I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
And does this... match what's on the spreadsheet that we received last night?
Mr. Chair, yes, I believe it does.
Members, any questions?
I think they're just looking through it,
yep.
Mr. Chair.
Language is in here also for the appropriation for the A101 amendment that we adopted also.
Yes, right. Radio.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking this part here that we adopted the 30 million.
It's in there too. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So any questions, members? Representative, or Senator Newman.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. The page 5, regarding the matching funds issue, I assume that portion, that section, is identical to the amendment we just adopted a few minutes ago. Is that
Mr.
correct?
Mr. Erickson confirmed.
Mr. Erickson, I believe he's right, but Mr. Erickson.
Mr. Chair and Senator Newman, that's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Newman. Any other questions? If not, are we ready to vote? All in favor of the A112 amendment, which is the spreadsheet, which matches the spreadsheet that we were given last night, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is adopted. The spreadsheet's adopted. Madam Chair, I think that's all we have to do here. I think we need to make a motion to instruct the staff to prepare the.
Yep.
Except, Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, yes, you'd want your motion to be to direct the staff to prepare a conference committee report that includes all of the provisions that the conference committee has adopted. With instruction for us to have authorization to make any technical and conforming changes.
Thank you, Ms. James. That is my motion. She never makes mistakes. Everybody understand what the motion is? All in favor of adopting this the amendment to instruct staff to prepare the conference committee report, and the stuff that we've voted in with the language, as Ms. James stated, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The motion's adopted. Members, I don't think we have anything else that we need to deal with here now, but we are not going to adjourn. We're going to recess in case we get an agreement on the transportation portion of the bill. And are there any questions, members? If not, we're in recess. One second.
Yeah, one question I have. So, Ms. James, are we able to do a conference committee report on just our portion?
Madam Chair, I mean, the reviser will be preparing a document that includes just this, but it would be the chair's choices if you want to submit that conference committee report to the full bodies.
Otherwise,
without
we can
the
just
transportation.
Wait and have one instead of two.
Mr. Chair.
To do that, have one.
Mr. Jasinski, Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Also, just an update, we're trying to get some language together on the IER portion of the transportation that we should hopefully be able to meet sometime today as well on that. So I just want to keep people updated where we're at on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. And like I said, when we recess, we'll keep it open and we'll give notice, try and give at least a half hour's notice of when to come back so we can get back here and finish up the transportation piece. Senator Kiffmeyer.
Yeah, I was thinking that it might be good for us to have one conference committee report and do the whole thing. I think it's got a bill number, tracking, and all of that. I think it's reasonable to think of doing that for now.
If we can do that, that'd be great.
Yeah, if we can, yeah. Okay. So. But we'll give it a whirl first.
So anyway, members, we'll be in recess, and again, we'll send notice out when and if and when that happens. We get agreement on the transportation portion. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I think one other thing I know is that we can sign conference committee reports now by email. And sometimes members aren't used to that. We are really used to the, and I like
signing
that.
Physical, yep.
I like that. But members, you're going to have to really pay attention to your emails because we don't have much time left. And so really watch for that. And it comes out on the subject line, conference committee report. So look for that.
And with that, members, we're in recess.